Today is day 24 of the prison hunger strike in California. It started off with thousands of prisoners refusing meals, protesting the conditions in the security housing units, or what's been called solitary confinement. The number of strikers has now come down to several hundred, and last week one of them, inmate Billy Sell, died in the SHU at Corcoran State Prison. He had been there for 24 years. The CDCR, or the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, has issued a statement that his death is a suicide, but mediators are calling for an independent investigation to see if he had received proper care during his hunger strike. Danny Murillo was released from prison in 2010. He spent 7 of the 14 years he was incarcerated in the SHU, or what some call the hole.
But when you're sent to the hole under a validation...
A validation means the CDCR has determined that you are an active gang member.
It pretty much means that you're going to be in security housing, in solitary confinement for the remainder of your sentence, whether it's a year or two, the rest of your life. That's what the men are fighting for right now, that they want to end the long-term solitary confinement based on being labeled a gang member or an associate to a prison gang.
Murillo now lives in Berkeley. He's a student at UC Berkeley, and he spoke with KALW's Martina Castro by phone about the conditions he experienced in the SHU at Pelican Bay.
For the security housing unit, it's for the most part, you're going to be single cell, which is by yourself. And that's how much I did most of my time at Pelican Bay State Prison, pretty much by myself. Focus on my reading, on my writing, whatever I have to, just to keep time occupied, I play a lot of chess in there.
Who did you play with?
I usually play with all the other individuals that were right there in the same, they call it a cell pod. Every pod in the SHU in Pelican Bay has 8 cells in each pod. So probably the only kind of human contact that there is between the inmates, it's when the inmate pokes his finger through the door, his pinky, because they have these doors all across the door. It's a bunch of little holes. It's a metal, like a metal sheet with a bunch of holes, and only big enough for a pinky to stick in there. And we stick our pinky inside the door through the hole, and the person on the other side touches your pinky with his pinky, and that was our way of a handshake or a hug,
And how did you play? Did you just yell out your moves?
Yeah. So we make a chessboard with 1 through 8 across from left to right, and then you go in that order from 1 to 8 all the way to, 57 to 64, So you got all the numbers written down, and then when you start playing, you just call out your number and your piece. So, for instance, my move was always 1329, my pawn. And then you just start off like that. You kill time like that. I spent up to 4 hours just playing, game after game after game, it's pretty cool, because, we would even do tournaments, tournaments like for a pack of peanut butter and a cookie, and the winner takes all.